Heptathlon silver medalist Lyudmila Blonska of Ukraine is the latest Olympic athlete to test positive. As a result, she has been stripped of her silver medal. None of the athletes caught cheating were Americans, a fact that U.S. Olympic Committee Chief Executive Officer Jim Scher applauded Friday.
This team has been clean and drug-free to this point in the games. We anticipate that will continue throughout. We could not be more proud of how this team has behaved and brought honor to the United States and exhibited the best of the Olympic ideals here in Beijing, both on the field of play and off.
U.S. fencing silver medalist Aaron Smart says much of the credit goes to testing.
We have the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency who follows up with all the athletes and really tracks and monitors what we do in terms of our whereabouts and the testing. When we step foot on the stage, we know that we are clean athletes, and we're proud to wear our medals knowing that we are drug-free.
David Oliver, the American bronze medalist in the men's 110-meter hurdles, says being drug-free reduces competitive pressures.
Everything that the U.S. team has accomplished here is all, you know, being positive. You know, we don't have to be overshadowed by any drug scandals or anything like that. But, you know, it's just you have to take your hats off to the USOC and USADA in their efforts.
The International Olympic Committee has conducted about 4,500 drug tests during the 16-day games in China. That's a 25% increase from the Athens Olympics 4 years ago, when 26 athletes tested positive. Swimmer Kirsty Coventry of Zimbabwe won the women's 200-meter backstroke in Beijing. She tries to keep a positive outlook when it comes to doping.
I want to full-heartedly believe that all athletes are clean, and especially the top athletes, and that they're doing it through their love of the sport and love of being a competitor and being able to race. I hope that no one associates that with me. I pride myself on being a clean athlete, and I think, you know, my multiple tests that I've had during the week can prove that.
Women's 200-meter sprint champion Veronica Campbell-Brown of Jamaica competes in a sport that has had a turbulent past.
The sport is tainted, but people can think what they want to think. I know in my heart that I'm very talented. I train extremely hard. I don't do doping. Based on all the things that our fellow athletes have done before us, I don't blame the society to think that anybody out there running fast is on dope. And all the drug testing bodies can do is just do rigorous tests, and then they can catch the cheaters.
So far, a total of 86 Olympic doping cases have emerged since the IOC introduced drug tests at the 1968 Mexico Olympics. The IOC hopes that the limited number of cases in Beijing is the start of a positive trend. At the Olympics in China, Jim Stevenson, VOA Sports.